الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهداه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، لا زال حديثنا We are still continuing the explanation of إعراب in the book of Ajurmiya, and that is for the Arabic for beginners. And we try to simplify this subject as much as we can. We already spoke about the meaning of إعراب, and we said that the إعراب is to or is the change that occurs on the end of the of each word due to different factors that precede the word. As if it is factor for rubber, it must be the effect must be rougher. If the factor is for nasb, the effect must be nasb. If the factor for khaf, the effect must be khaf. Factor is for jazm, the effect must be jazm. I always said that the raf is a change that occurs on the end of the word to see the dhamma as the original sign for raf. But the dhamma has three different alternatives: Waw, Alif, and Noon. Each of these four signs of Rabba, Dhamma, Alif, Waw, and Noon, has conditions for it to be used. It's not used just for sitting. And we've gone through all these conditions when we can use the Dhamma, when we can use the Alif, when we can use the Waw, when we can use the Noon, the existence of the Noon at the end of the word. All this been reviewed for the last around 10 days. And then we said also we have different, another type of I'rab, which is the Nasb. And the Nasb is a change that occurs on the end of the word due to the factor of nasb that precedes the word. And in times of Iraq, the change can either be visible or non-visible, which means that it can be estimated. We said the nasb has five signs for it: the fatha, which is the original sign, and then we have four other signs, such as the alif, kasra, ya, and the removal of the noon. And then we spoke about the khab. We said that the khab is the change that occurs on the end of the word due to the factor that the factor of khab that precedes it. And the factor, as we said, either the prepositions of khab or prepositions of qasam or the idafa. Or of course if it is tabi. We said that this change can either be seen or be estimated. And whenever it is seen, this change has three different signs. The kasra is the original sign, and ya and fatha. We already spoke about the kasra and ya. And today we're going to speak about the fatha as an alternative of kasra in the khaf position. It is, the fatha can be only found in the ism which is not munsarif. And we said yesterday that we are going to speak about this type of ism. When the ism cannot be munsarif. Originally, the ism, all the asma are munsarif, meaning a can accept the tamween. You say Muhammadun, Hindun, Maytun, Tayrun. But some names you cannot use the tamween with. And that is what is called ism not munsarif. That is what is called ism not munsarif. This number and stability of sarf is due to certain reasons, or two main reasons. Either the love, which is the uttering of the word, or the meaning. It's either to how to utter the word or the meaning. These two can be found separate, and each one is enough to make it munsarif. But they at the same time can be found altogether in one word. Now, the first, and we have two main categories, one called alamiya, one called wasfiya. One called alamiya, and the other is called wasfiya. We have the alamiya. The alamiya is when the noun is ala, and ala means that it emphasizes one main thing. Like when you say Muhammad, it's ala, halas, it's known that it is a man of mankind. When you say Aisha, alam, female of mankind. When you say Mecca, alam, it's a place, a land, and so on. Right. When it is alam, it can be mamnu' min al-sarf and six let's say for six causes when it is alam. When it is alam. So when it is alam and mu'annath. Alam, mu'annath. Alam, feminine. But without, yani in Arabic we know the word or the noun that it is feminine or masculine, feminine by one of three things. Either ta marbuta, or alif, ta marbuta like Aisha, Fatima, Khadija, at the end of it you see ta marbuta. Or alif mamduda like Asma, Shayma, Naila. Or alif maqsura like Salma, Salwa, Najwa, Now, these are three apparent signs for Mu'annath. There is one for Mu'annath, no sign for it, no sign, but it is used by the Arabs, like Zainab, Hind. This does not have any sign of Mu'annath, however they are still considered to be Mu'annath. Depends on how the Arab treated it. Now, طيب, when the Mu'annath, when the feminine, when the Mu'annath is, when the Alam is Mu'annath, when the Alam is Mu'annath, but with, but not with Alif Mamdud or Alif Maksura. Not with Alif Mamdud or Alif Maksura. In this case, we say it is Mamnun Mustar, like Fatima. Fatima, Aisha, Khadija. Also, if it is a name for a male, but ended up with Ta'mar Muta, like Urwa, Hamza, Talha. So you say, Salamtu ala Urwata. And you never say Salamtu ala Urwata. Why is that? It is because this word Urwa is Alam, and at the same time ended with Sa' Marbuta. Also, when it is Alam, but non-Arab, like Ya'qub, Idris, Ibrahim. So when it is non-Arab, what we do? We make it mamnu' min al-sarf. We say, Sallamtu ala Ibrahima. You never say Sallamtu ala Ibrahimi. Because it is ممنوع من الصرف. طيب. The term is علم, but there is a combination. It's not only one word, it's two words. There is a combination. Like معدي كلب. معدي كلب. So we have two. معدي and كلب. Sorry, Ma'di and Yakov. Ma'di Yakov. And Ba'labak. It's two words. Ba'al and Bak. So when it like Hadramaut. Hadramaut. Same thing. So when it is two nouns combined together to form one word, then it is ممنوع من الصرف. And we call it ممنوع من الصرف due to the علمية and ترقيب. Due to the علمية and ترقيب. As the previous two, due to علمية and عجمة, due to علمية and تأنيث. And now, due to علمية and ترقيب. And also we have Aramia with the extra Alif and Noon, like Uthman. Originally it is Uthm. Originally it is Uthm. Marwan, originally it is Marw. Ghatafan, originally it is Ghataf. Affan, originally it is Aff. Sufyan, originally it is Suf. Sufi. So, when we add Alif and Noon to the end of it, but not, yeah, it's not to us to add this Alif and Noon to any noun, nada. It's not like that. So when it is on this, and it is Alam originally, and important is that it is Alam. And at the same time had Alif and Noon at the end, we say it is mamnu' min al-sarf, like Uthman, Bustan, Sinwan, Tinwan. نعم. Also when it is alam, but it comes with the same, as we call it, wazn of the fi'l, of the verb. Example, yashkur, we say محمد يشكر الله. يشكر is a verb, but there is somebody called يشكر. So when it is a name of someone, we say it is ممنوع من الصرف. Why? Because it is an علم for that person. Second, it is on the same وزن of the فعل. يشكر يشكر. Also, Yazid, Yazid. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Yazidu fil khalqi ma yasha. Yazid means increase, increases. But it can be also a noun, a name, a noun for someone, a name. Like Yazid ibn Muawiyah, for example. Yazid ibn Abi Sufyan. So Yazid is ممنوع من الصرف because it is alam here, it's a name of a person, alam, and then also it is on the same wazn of the fi'l. So when it is alam for someone or something, and it is on the same wazn of the fi'l, then we know that it is ممنوع من الصرف. And it is ممنوع من الصرف. One last thing with علم is when it is علم with عدل. عدل means a change. A change. And it's changed from state to another state. So it is علم, meaning this will refer back to a particular thing or person. عدل is like, for example, Umar has Adil. It's changed from Amir to Umar. From Amir to Umar. Zufa, from Zafir to Zufa. Zuhal, from Zahil to Zuhal. Hubal, from Habil to Hubal. So when it is a noun, and it is like this, wasn't Umar, Zufan, Zufar, Hubal, same version of this, we know that it is ممنوع من الصرف. These are six causes of ممنوع من الصرف with the علم. With the علم. So all these six were علم. But each one is different from the other due to the second reason of ممنوع من الصرف. We said علم عن تأنيث، علم عن عجمة، علم تركيب، علم اكسترا الف النون، علم سيم وزن بدفع، علم عدل. Now we have something other than علم called وصف. Was to describe something. طيب we have وصف instead of علم both with الف النون. We have وصف with الف النون. وصف الألف النون. Such as تعبان. تعبان meaning tired. تعبان is a word from تعب. And تعب means tiredness. But you see ألف النون at the end. It is وصف. You are describing someone. He is tired. Or you say, I am tired, I am ta'ban, أنا ta'ban. So this is wasf, and at the same time, al-alif al-nun al-da'in. Atshan, meaning thirsty, same thing. Jaw'an, meaning hungry. Na'san, meaning sleepy. Yaqban, meaning awake. So, similar to this one, it is wasf. It's not a noun, but it is wasf, an adjective. And it is at the same time ended with alif and noon. Then we know that this is mamnu' min as-salah. When it is wasf, but on the wazn of the fa'l. Remember the wazn of the fa'l with the alif. Now wasn't the fa'al with the wasf. It's a wasf, but it's on the same wasn't of the fa'al. Example of it, akram. Akramu, you say Muhammad akrama Zayda. So you are describing, you are saying that Muhammad was generous with Zayd, or was kind to Zayd. Right? Akrama is fa'il madi. Now you want to And this is related to the comparison, by the way. These all are comparative nouns or words. You say, Muhammadun akramu min Zayd. Muhammadun akramu min Zayd. Muhammad is more generous than Zayd. So we know this word is an adjective, is a wasf. And at the same time, it is on the wazn of the fa'al. Not any wasf we say, mamnu' min as-sarf. But when it is a wasf with the same pronunciation of the fa'al. And then we have wasf with adl. Remember the adl with alam, we say Umar, adl from Amir. Here we have adl, but not with the alam, but with wasf. Matna, Allah Ta'ala said, Matna wa thulada wa ruba' uli ajnihatin. مثنى وثلاثة ورباع فانكحوا ما طاب لكم من النساء مثنى وثلاثة ورباع. So رباع خماس سداس سباع ثمان تسع. And also أخر. These are عدل. So we say مثنى is عدل from اثنين. ثلاث مثنى فروم ثلاثة، رباع مثنى فروم أربعة، خماس مثنى فروم خمسة، سداس مثنى فروم ستة، سباع مثنى فروم سبعة، ثمان مثنى فروم ثمانية، تسع مثنى فروم تسعة، شيء أخر مثنى مثنى إذ عدل فروم اثنين، ثلاث إذ عدل فروم ثلاثة، رباع عدل فروم أربعة، خماس عدل فروم خمسة، سداس عدل فروم ستة، سباع عدل فروم سبعة، ثمان عدل فروم ثمانية، تسع عدل فروم تسعة، عندنا لاب أخر عدل فروم أخرى أو آخر. So here we see two causes. One is wasfiyya, wasf, and the other is something else. Either alif noon, it's alif noon, or on the same wazn of the fi'l, or adl, as we saw with the ala. But in some cases, we have the two illa in one word. But we have one illa that can be enough for the word to be instead of two. And that is what we call it when the word is on Sirat Muntaha al-Jumu'ah. Sirat Muntaha al-Jumu'ah. Sirat Muntaha al-Jumu'ah is like Masajid. مساجد منابر مسابح مقابر منابع. All these, you see, all what comes in this wasn, in this scale, منابع مساجد مقابر, when it comes like that, we know it is ممنوع من الصرف. Why we call it منتهى الجمعة? It is not because علم and some other illa, nor it is because wasf and some other illa, لا, but it is because it is on منتهى الجموع. It is a word called منتهى الجموع. It is plural in some يعني way that is called منتهى الجموع. So when it is on this wazn, we say it is ممنوع من الصرف. And one last thing is when it is a noun ended with alif ta'nith mamduda or alif ta'nith maksura. Alif ta'nith mamduda is, as I said before, like asma, shayma, hasna, and the like. Alif ta'nith maksura, when it is like salma, najwa, yani Layla, so all this called mamnu'un min as-sarf. And we said mamnu' min as-sarf means that you cannot use the tanween in the last little bit. And whenever it is mamnu' min as-sarf, we have one rule in here in I'rab. When this mamnu' min as-sarf is in the khafd position, then we don't use kasra, but we use fatha. We use fatha. We use fatha. You say, "Fallaytu fi masajida kathiratin." You don't say, "Fallaytu fi masajidi kathiratin." La, "Fallaytu fi masajida kathiratin." Except if you use alif and lam for ta'rif. Sallaytu fil masajidi. Yes, here you see the kasra. Why? Because this word now had alif and lam at the beginning of it. Or when there is a combination, say sallaytu fi masajidi al madinati. So masajidi, you see. Why? Because there is mudaf ilayh. So when there is al-ta'rif at the beginning, like al-masajidi, or mudaf mudaf ilayh, yani idafa, then the kathra appears. But whenever this word and the like comes in position where none of these signs can be seen, then we say it is mamnu' min as-sarf. I hope that I have presented something that benefits you today, and inshallah ta'ala, on Saturday we are going to speak about alamat or about the jazm and the alamat of jazm. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi, wa sallamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.